Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Today, I have more warnings to share with you. And for all of you who get my newsletters on a regular basis, it's going to be delayed a week, about a week. That's just because the Lord has been giving me a lot of warnings that I need to do videos on. So this week, I'm going to have to put my newsletter off for a little bit because I have, I have this one and I think I have two or three more that the Lord wants me to put up. So once those are up, then I will get the newsletter out. All right, so I had a dream. First, I'm going to share a dream, and then I have a word that I need to explain to you all. These are very important. The first one is a dream I received on the 13th of September of this year, 2021. It was a warning dream about the banking system. In this dream, I was trying to do my banking online. However, my password wouldn't work or reset. So in frustration, I called the bank to see if they could help. The person on the other end of the line I was talking to was very rude, and they told me they would not help me because they heard me playing Christian music in the background, and then they hung up on me. So I was really frustrated and upset because I couldn't get to my bank account, so I decided I had to go to the bank in person. So in the next scene of the dream, I am in a mall, and that is where apparently this bank branch was. So I walk into the bank and I saw that no one was doing anything. Nobody was doing their job. And I asked them what was going on. And they told me that the bank was closed because it was a holiday. And I thought that was really strange because as far as I knew, it wasn't a holiday. So I left the bank, very confused, not sure how I was going to get my money out. And I started walking down the mall, and I was looking for my friend who told me that they were going to meet me in the mall courtyard. So I got to the mall courtyard, and I saw my friend sitting on a wall with another person. And when I went over to him, he introduced me to this person. And this, he said that this person was a representative from my bank, and he had heard what had happened to me. And he said he was there to help me personally and secretively with all my banking needs. So I was surprised but very relieved at that point that someone was going to help me with helping me with the banking that I needed to do. And that was the end of this dream. Now this is kind of self-explanatory, but let me tell you a little bit of the interpretation that I got. You know, the Lord has given me quite a few things about a financial collapse that is coming along with a reset. And if you go to my blog, and I will have all of this blog transcript down below, you'll see the link down below. And in the blog, I will have in there so you can go and look at some of the other dreams and words I've gotten from the Lord concerning the financial collapse and reset that's coming. However, in this dream, I believe there are two warnings that caught my attention. The first one was that at the beginning of the dream, the person on the phone who didn't want to help me because I was a Christian, of course, this is a warning that Christians will be locked out of their bank accounts because of their faith or their beliefs. I don't know when this is going to happen, brothers and sisters. However, we've seen it happen to some people when they are not saying the party line and that they've been blocked out of their accounts. So we're already seeing this happen a little bit. And I think that was the first warning the Lord was showing me. The second thing the Lord showed me was that I was in a mall. And the Lord has shown me that a mall represents the world, at least in my dreams. It often represents the world. So while I was at this bank, the employees told me it was a holiday. Well, what does that make you think of? A banking holiday, which is not a good thing. A banking holiday is not a good thing. It's when the banks shut down. We don't know for how long, and it can happen very quickly or suddenly. So that was the second warning. The first one was because of our beliefs or our faith, we could be blocked out of our accounts. And secondly, because of a banking holiday. Now, the good news in this dream was that there was a person who was willing to help me He was going to help me secretively, but I believe what this is in the dream. He was going to help me with my bank account and the banking needs that I had. I believe this represents that the Lord will send to his people the help that we need during this time. So, you know, when a door is shut, the Lord, you've heard that phrase, when one door is shut, another door opens, or a window opens. Well, that's what's going to happen. When we see one door shut, the Lord is going to open another door, brothers and sisters. All right, so I wanted to go ahead and give this warning to you. I do thank the Lord for giving us these warnings so we can get prepared, so we're not caught off guard, so we know what is coming. You know, the Lord always warns his people. It says in Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. If you are a watchman or a watchwoman, and the Lord has given you warnings, you need to sound the alarm and put those warnings out there, what the Lord has shown you. Don't hold back. Because if you do, the Lord will hold you accountable. And you need to, if you don't know Ezekiel 33, I'll have that on my blog as well. You need to read Ezekiel 33, which talks about the watchman who needs to sound the alarm. So I know that there's others out there, and if you're just starting to get words, dreams, or visions, put forth what the Lord has given you. We all are pieces of the puzzle. The Lord gives us each a little piece of the puzzle. We need to share it so we get a bigger picture of what's going on. Okay, let me read this one scripture to you, Matthew 10:27. It says, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Brothers and sisters, that's what I do when I hear from the Lord, or I go ahead and I don't hold back, I speak it out there, and so I encourage others to do the same. I felt like the Lord, this was for somebody. I don't know who, but I felt it was for somebody. The Lord had me put this in there. There's somebody or more than one of you out there that the Lord wants you to preach on the housetops right now. Praise Jesus. All right, next one. All right, this is about a great deception. So last night, this is on the 27th of September 2021. You probably won't be watching this until tomorrow, so it'll be a couple days. It takes me that long to download my videos. It takes me sometimes 24 hours. I was watching a video on the MOB, and while watching it, I heard in my spirit this word. I heard deception. And the Lord reminded me of the passage of Scripture in 1 Thessalonians 2, where it talks about the great apostasy that comes during the time of the Antichrist. Now, this apostasy, or the great falling away, it occurs because lukewarm Christians get deceived. Lukewarm Christians get deceived. How are they deceived? Well, 2 Thessalonians 2:11 says this, and for I'm quoting this, it says, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. So this deception is a delusion. And this delusion is a lie. So what lie is it talking about? Well, there are a couple different possibilities, but one thing that's coming to my mind right now about this big lie is that while people are waiting for the rapture, they're being deceived by being spiritually blinded by false shepherds and teachers, and many will receive the mark. Let me say that again. While people are waiting for the rapture, they are being deceived by being spiritually blinded by false shepherds and teachers, and many of them will be deceived and receive the mark. That's what I believe the Lord was trying to show me last night. Why are Christians being deceived? Because they are not listening to the Holy Spirit. They're listening to others. You know, Jesus warns his believers in Matthew 24:4 that there is this deception that comes in the last days. It says this, Jesus answered them. This is what Jesus says. He says, take heed that no one deceives you. Brothers and sisters, we need to be praying that we are not deceived, and we need to be praying for one another, because there's a lot of deception that's in the churches right now. A lot of people and our brothers and sisters are being deceived. This delusion will not affect those brothers and sisters who are obeying and listening carefully to the voice of God. We must pray for those instead who are listening to the false voices of men, and they're listening to demons unknowingly. Let us be like the five virgins and get the oil of the Holy Spirit so we can see clearly in these last days and not be deceived. I'm going to end with Revelation 3:18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes, so you can see.